Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. And, Coach, before we get into the game with the Texans, we sat here last week, and you told me that Philadelphia Eagles had one of the best special teams, if not the best special teams unit in the league. Fair to say that that was the case, or maybe you guys helped them out a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, anytime you give up, three touchdowns, two on special teams and one on offense, it's a lot to overcome. So we just had too many breakdowns and too many big plays against us and couldn't make enough and, you know, ended up giving up a couple of third down conversions on defense in the red area for touchdowns too. So, you know, overall it's a combination of all those things. But, yeah, certainly the kicking game wasn't what we needed it to be.
We've sat here, you know, throughout the course of the year, and we've talked about the offensive line. Different combinations you've had earlier in the year. You were rotating guys. You lose Nate, unfortunately, to injury. Fair to say that it's really good to have continuity and pick five guys and go with those guys, and you're getting to that point maybe with Stewart being back?
Yeah, hopefully. You know, it's always good if you can do that. We really haven't had, that kind of consistency throughout the course of the year with, you know, Nate, Stork missing the first half of the season. Trey's been out, Shaq's been out, Sebastian's been out, Marcus has been out. Sure. So at different points, we just haven't had everybody available. So if everybody's available, the players that play the best will play the most. And, if we can define that, great. If we can't, then we'll just do the best we can with what we have.
All right, we sat here a couple weeks ago, and even when you guys were 10-0, you sat here and told me it's not perfect. We've got a lot to work on. There's a lot of mistakes. It's about as much adversity as you guys have faced here over the last 2 weeks. Are you anxious to see how your team responds, you know, given the adverse conditions?
Yeah, well, every week's a challenge in this league. So, we need a great week of preparation, great week of practice, and then a great week of focus and concentration and execution on Sunday to beat the Texans. And they're a good football team. They're playing their best football of the year right now. So, we're really catching them on the upswing. We're going to have to get down there and play solid in all three areas.
When you turn on the tape, and a lot's been made over the last 5 days about, you know, you had Billy here 3 years ago, Romeo, the familiar faces, Vrabel. It's too much put into that. I mean, they're a different team, you're a different team. Or when you turn on the tape, is it really the same stuff that you guys, both teams are running?
Well, there's certainly some carryover, but there's a little bit of that every week. Seems like there's always somebody on another team that we've had, a coach, a player, or vice versa. We have somebody that was with the other team we're playing. I mean, I think in the end that all kind of gets, you know, it's a big story, but it really doesn't, I don't think it plays too much into it. It's a lot more about what the players and coaches, you know, how we perform, right, how we execute on Sunday afternoon. That's what this game will come down to, too. It'll be Sunday night, you know, how those teams compete against each other.
All right, the opposing quarterback, Brian Hoyer, you gave him the first opportunity in the National Football League. You had him, you know, basically when he was a baby. You've seen him develop over the years, had a stop in Cleveland. Playing pretty well, managing the game well.
Yeah, you know, Brian's a good, solid quarterback. Unfortunately for him, fortunately for us, when he was here, he never really got much of an opportunity to play, a lot different than Castle did in the 2008 season when he, you know, started 15 games. So, but it doesn't surprise me that Brian getting the opportunity to play, you know, has maximized, really taken advantage of that. He's smart. He's well prepared. He's an accurate passer. He throws the deep ball very well. He's good at the line of scrimmage in terms of, you know, getting the offense into the best play or getting them out of a bad play. He does a lot of things well, and overall, I'm happy for his success. Although I don't want to see much on Sunday.
3 hours. Let's keep it in check there for about 3 hours. All right, looking at them defensively, they got a lot of good players, but obviously, number 99 is very disruptive. J.J. Watt, is he as disruptive a defensive player that you've seen and you've coached against him before?
Yeah, he really is. He does everything well. He's really a hard guy to handle. It's hard to run at him. It's hard to run away from him. Passing game's a problem. He's got a variety of moves, and they move him in different places, so it's hard to, I don't know exactly where he's going to be. He knocks down a lot of passes. He's a very, very productive player, and everybody's looking for him every week. It's not like he gets a lot of free opportunities. There's a lot of double teams, a lot of line sliding to him, a lot of help, and still he continues to produce at a high level. So I think you've really got to recognize that. I mean, honestly, they did the MVP voting on defense today without the last four games. He still should win it based on the production he's had three quarters of the way through the season. So we'll get a good look at him on the Bellustrator.
All right, good. I can't wait for that. All right, time now for the A's Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Tom in Milton. Asks about injuries. It's nice to see you guys got Jamie Collins back a little bit last week. He's getting his strength back. Hopefully Hightower will be coming back. We know what's going on offense. What is the process from an injured standpoint? Is every player different, or when the doctor clears that guy, is there a mandatory Thursday, Friday practice? Like, how do you handle each injury, or is it separate?
Yeah, every situation is different, and some injuries are dealt with differently than others. Sometimes a player can have an upper body injury and he's still able to practice but not have contact. Obviously, with lower body injuries, if the player can't, you know, run, cut, you know, perform, then you're really pretty much limited to just using them in a walkthrough type of situation. Yeah, once the player's cleared by the medical staff, then it's really becomes a coaching decision as to how ready or how effective we feel that player is. And that can, you know, come from a combination of people, the position coach, the coordinator, myself, you know, evaluations from the medical and the strength staff and so forth. So each one's different. I'd say there's no, like, set, you know, book on it, although there's certainly a, you know, general protocol that we follow, but that could vary from player to player based on his injury, the position he plays, and what he's being asked to do and so forth. So we pretty much take it on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, makes sense. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. I'll try and get this guy on Twitter by the end of the year. I don't think it's going to happen. I think you said it, J.J. Watt and the Bellustrator.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of J.J. Watt.
All right, can't wait. All right, sit tight. He'll be back later in the show with the Bellustrator. But first, more Patriots All Access right after this.